Blog Talk Radio.
Wow, I cannot believe what God is doing in her life now. Because of her faithfulness and because of her sacrifice and for all those years standing behind somebody who she can really sing better than and just giving and just giving. I mean, she gave and she gave and she gave all the years with the family, and now I see her in movies.
Yeah.
And her husband, Deacon Brown.
Good evening. Welcome to Hajj to Hajj podcast. Thank you for tuning in. We have the messenger delivering some powerful information from the Creator. And I'd like to introduce you to the messenger as he delivers his word. The messenger.
Good evening, and thank you so much for that introduction. Once again, it is a honor to be before you this morning, this afternoon, this evening, wherever you may be. But I am truly grateful for another opportunity to share what it is that the Spirit is leading me to say. There's something quite extraordinary going on here. Most of us don't even know what it is. We don't know what it's about. We don't even know what's happening, but it is happening. Every moment of every minute of every hour of every day, it's happening. It's life happening all around us. And here's what many people really fully and truly understand, much less appreciate. It's happening for a reason. There's a purpose behind it. There's a mechanism in place, a process that's being undertaken in life by life itself. That process itself that we as deliverers of this life create the experience that you're living into as a means of experiencing and expression who we really are. That life exists in all of its forms. The beauty of the night skies, the wonders of the garden flowers, the incredible expression of humanity itself, the feeling of love and the glory of a great idea, which has just come to someone and exploded within them, an awareness of something that they can't even name, but they can feel. They say, that's me. Even as elves, as a way to relate, even as they see the flowers in the beautiful gardens, they can see themselves there. Something of beauty in me too. And look at this, I'm merely looking at myself in another form. And even as we look at other people, we can relate and we say, there I go, being human, being wonderful, being glorious, being divine. There's something quite extraordinary going on here. It's a process, not only by which we experience ourselves as divine, by which we define what divinity is to us. Can you imagine the process like this? We're actually creating God through the process of being God as we choose to create it. That's what's happening. That's what's going on. That's the miracle of life itself flowing through you as you. And once you understand what's going on, the purpose of all of it, the divine process, you take part in it in a brand new way. Not unconsciously, but consciously. Not unintentionally, but intentionally. Not accidentally, but on purpose. And you see every golden moment. as an opportunity to recreate yourself anew in the next grandest version. And if you do that only for a short time, for an hour a day, an hour a week, an hour a month, your whole life will begin to make sense to you. And you will touch the world in a way that brings sense to the world. That's how life itself changes and becomes the miracle that it was intended to be. And you decide to be the miracle you were intended to be. So be it. Being divine. I just thought I'd share that with everyone this morning. This afternoon, I thought that was something that we needed to hear so that we can understand just who it is that we are. I know throughout all of our different podcasts, I've said this to you, but I wanted you to kind of feel it, to know that you are divine, that you are creating. In spite of what it is that everyone is telling you, it is you that is creating your life. You think about your day today and how it unfolds, and you'll realize that you created that. And you also have the power tomorrow to create it even better. But we have to listen and be aware of what it is that we're doing. We gotta stop walking around in this unconscious state and become conscious and see what it is that we're doing, that is happening around us, that we're creating. We've got to see this. We've got to hear this. We've got to know this. In order for life, this beautiful thing that we've been given, in order for it to be what it's truly meant to be, we've got to begin to walk in that knowledge. And as I stated, if we just start out with an hour a day, an hour a week, eventually it will become 2 hours, 3 hours. But we've got to start. We're so busy looking at all the negativity that's around us. And we've got to stop that and start looking at all the beauty. And that negative stuff that we see that's around us, we have the power to change it. These are not my words. Please understand that this is a feeling that if you listen to what it is that your soul is telling you, then you'll be able to see what it is and who it is that you really are. We have to learn how to be in the world, but not of the world.
Amen.
God is spirit, so we must come to know the spirit and live in that moment, if only for a minute. And if you live in it for a moment, then you will decide that that was a beautiful moment. I need another moment and another moment. But we've got to start getting to that place. We've got to start understanding who we are. We are divinity. We are divine creatures. This is no accident. Everything is working the way it's supposed to be. And if your life isn't what you want it to be, it's because you have not made it what you want it to be. It's not because of me. It's not because of church. It's not because of the co-producer. It's definitely not because of the devil. It's because we have not set in motion our create ability to create just what it is that we want. But what's so really important about that is we have to know what it is that we want. And a lot of times we think we know, but if we say what we want right now, by the time we count to 20, it's something else that we want. So we're not, we don't have that, as they would say, that made up mind. And because we don't have the made up mind, this is why it takes the universe an extra long time to get us to where we really want to be.
Mm-hmm.
And I've used for an example on numerous occasions, when we decide we want a car, we make up our mind that that's what we want. And what do? We go out and get it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the same principle with life itself as a whole. We like to say that God blessed me with the car. God blessed me with the car because I had a made up mind and I allowed the spirit to guide me. So, yes, he blessed you because you listened to what it was that it, the Spirit was saying to you. And I take, I'll change that. You listened to what you were saying to yourself. It's just amazing to me how it's so easy for us to hear and accept what everybody else is saying but ourselves. And if we search our data bank, we'll understand that there's never been a time that we truly lied to ourselves. Now, we might have lied to some other folks, but we didn't lie to ourselves. So on that note, once again, we've missed a couple episodes, and I'm just really happy to be here. But I just wanted to share that with you, because I think it's important that we have that moment to just reflect for a moment, because as we work to become aware, or as they would say, awaken, but we got to understand that we're all awake, we just don't realize we're awoke, but we're all awoke, we just don't realize it. So as we begin to realize that we are awoke and that we can do this, there is nothing that we can't do. And I'll use one of the scriptures from the Bible in Philippians. I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me.
Yeah.
And we can get hung up on the word Christ, but remember that Christ and God is one. And guess what? Somebody fill me in on the guess what part.
We are also one.
We are one.
Mm-hmm. That's my podcast members. That's right. That we are all one. So I can do all things. I mean, you know, it may sound funny to people when you don't really know, but I can do all things through the co-producer that strengthens me.
Amen.
And I got to tell you, you know, I say that and I say it sounds funny, but as it was coming out of my mouth, I think about some of the things in which the co-producer has inspired me, gave me that extra motivation to do that I didn't want to do.
Mm-hmm.
Or I thought I couldn't do. And I know each and every one of us have a story to tell where someone has inspired them. And they did something that they didn't think that they can do.
That's right.
So it's right in front of our faces, which is happening. But because we're walking around acting like we're asleep, we're not acknowledging it for what it really is. We are divine. We are part of the body. And it sounds good, and to some people it sounds crazy, but we've got to know this, and we've got to walk in that. When the co-producer put his suit on and go into that office, everybody know who he is.
Mm-hmm.
And that goes for when Nurse Carmen put on her nurse outfit and walk into that office, they know who she is.
Mm-hmm.
Sister T, when you put on what outfit, they know what you are. Huh? What outfit is it? Okay. We'll save that for the attic.
No,
office clothes, you know.
Okay, and they know who you are. you know that was I'm just letting you know once
Leave
again.
It.
It's just jokes.
Wait,
just jokes.
Back up.
Right, but they know who you are. So we need to know, so that people know who we are. And it's not something that you have to boast about. It's just how you live your life. And you're
Amen.
Living your life for the grandest you that it can be. And when you do that, people have no choice but to notice. Let your light so shine. One of the things Jesus said, how will they know who we are? How will they know if you are my disciple? And Jesus said to him, how you love one another.
Mm.
And when you become awoke, then you realize that we are all one, so I've got nothing but love for everybody. And it may sound crazy to people like, yeah, you can't love everybody, but you can.
Yes.
That doesn't mean you've got to mingle in there, whatever it is that they're doing, but you can love them because you know that they are a part of you. Now, I don't love that what you're doing over there, but it's not stopping me from loving you.
Amen. Amen. Mm-hmm.
And we've got to see it for that, and not as just words, but as a fact. And it's easy for us to see it as a fact because if we just stop and think for a moment, how many of us know somebody at first sight, we really didn't like that person?
Yes, yes.
But then once we got to know them, they became really, really cool.
Yes, exactly.
So this is where we've got to go with this. We've got to understand that we have much more authority, much more power than what we're even acting like. We've got to walk in that authority. We've got to walk in the knowledge of knowing that we are part of the body. And when we know that we're part of the body, then we know that the next person and the next person and the next person is part of it, even though they may not know it yet. But we are all part of the body. There is no difference. There is no difference when it comes to that. We have our different personalities. We have our that's what makes us so special. But we are different, but the same.
Mm.
And if you really think about it, the only way that can happen is if divinity or divine intervention was at work to create something like that.
Amen.
So I say to the podcast, let's you know, and I say it because and I say it with authority because I notice the people at my job. I'm the least senior there, and I'd like to think to a certain degree that I'm pretty much the most respected one there.
Amen.
Because I am trying to show them that in spite of whatever it may look like, the owner or whatever, we are still one.
Yes.
And some people, you've got to learn, as they would say, you've got to learn how to love the hell out of them. Because, as Jesus said, forgive them, for they know not what they do.
Yes.
And we have to understand that we could be the closest thing to God that some people will ever get to know.
Mm.
And so we've got to let that light shine. People got to be able to see something in us that is different from the daily stuff that's going on. That doesn't make us better. It'll just let them know that there is something better. Doesn't make me better, but it's something better. And when I say doesn't make me better than anyone else, It just is just a way of life, a way of enjoying this thing that we call life. You got to know that it isn't an accident. Co-producer, you're in Ohio for a reason. Especially when you started out in New Jersey. You're there for a reason. There is no, it's no mistake. It's not, oh, but I ended up here. I landed here. And this is all part of the plan. All things are working together for the good. And we've got to come to understand that and accept it. One of the things I find myself doing with Nurse Carmen on numerous occasions is just seeing God at work, per se.
Mm-hmm.
Or seeing how the universe and the spirit is all moving, intertwining in our lives, and a lot of us aren't even recognizing it. A lot of things that are happening, what we start to say is we kind of give it all kinds of different titles and stuff like that instead of seeing God at work. And it's time for us as we become more conscious of what is going on around us, as we put away these childish things, as we get up off the milk. Because you know they said, as a child, you drink milk, and now it's time for the meat. And it's time for us to put the milk away. And actually, if we really just want to be down and out about it, the milk was spoiled. Because it wasn't real good milk that we were getting.
You said the milk's gone bad.
Milk's gone bad.
Milk's gone bad. Okay.
Yeah. But the milk ain't gone bad. The milk has been bad. We just didn't realize it. But now that we know, as they say in the movie Color Purple, pa not pa, we need to find out who pa really is.
Okay.
So it's important for us to be alert and be conscious of what is going on, not in anybody else's life, but our own. Because once you're in tune with yourself, then you can help other folks kind of navigate and get their life in track, if that's what they choose. But if you got two cars going down the wrong way of the same street, the other car can't tell the other car how to go the right way when you're going the wrong way yourself.
Wrong way yourself. Amen.
But we all know that there's been points in our life where people look at us and they would really, in some degree, like to be us or be where we're at.
Right.
And some of them express it in love, some express it in anger.
Mm-hmm.
Some express it in jealous and envy. But we've got to continue to let our light shine. And, you know, it sounds as if it might be hard, but when you realize that that's all you are is love. So that's the easiest thing in the world for us to be able to do, because that is natural. Love for us is natural. It's the other stuff that we could win Academy Awards for. It takes a lot of energy to be mean, to be mad.
Amen. A lot of energy.
So why? Why even waste that energy being mad at something that you don't really even have to be mad at?
We're using more muscles in our body to be mad than we are when we're happy.
That's correct.
Yes.
That's coming from the nurse. She got to know some stuff. All right? but it is a fact. And just how easy it is for us to generate this energy to be mad, why can't we generate it to show more love? which would come easier, and it would, in the long run, it would make us feel better.
Yes.
Think about the times that people were talking about you or so mad at you and said all kinds of things about you, and you just loved the hell out of them, and they didn't know what to do. Doesn't that kind of make you feel even better?
Pretty much.
Mm-hmm. So we've got to understand that you know, it's a beautiful thing that we meet here and we discuss these things, but it's important that we start to, as they would say, practice what we preach.
Mm-hmm.
The best way to get to Carnegie Hall is to practice, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we want to practice so that we can get to where we really want to be. It's where we want to be. Do we want to be on a higher level of inspiration from the spirit within us? Or do we want to walk around in a daydream acting like we don't know nothing? Don't nobody know nothing, right? New Jack City. Throw New Jack City at you.
You know what that do.
Okay.
Give him the word, Nino. Give him the word, Nino.
But we got to know this. We can't just say we know it and don't act on it. That's like saying you got $1 million but never spend it. What good is it? And we all know if we had $1 million, we'd be spending it, right?
It's.
Okay. We've got something much more powerful, much more rewarding, much more valuable than $1 million. We have the ability to create $1 million plus $1 million plus $1 million. We have that ability.
Amen. All right.
If you believe it, you can achieve it. It is your faith, it is your belief that gets you where you want to be. Because if you don't believe that you can do it, you ain't going to do it. If you don't believe it, you're going through the motions and you won't even put anything in it to make it happen because you already feel that it won't.
Mm.
There's a scripture in the Bible that says, if God is God on your side, is better than the whole world against you. There is nothing that we cannot achieve if it is what we truly want. And when I say we, it's for myself. If it's something that I truly want for myself, there is nothing that can stop me. And I thank you. I just heard my clock count down. I thank you all for coming back out. And I do apologize for the last couple podcasters we missed. But I'm going to try and stay on the job and make sure that we get this word out so that people understand that there is another way.
Yes.
Another way that we can do this and see and feel the spirit working within us that gives us that extra bounce. That days that we don't want to get up, that spirit that give us that extra energy. Why? Because we are going to make a difference. And when you make a difference in your life, you have no choice but to make a difference in others' lives. And the four of us that are here right now are living examples. If we just stop and as they would say, smell the flowers, we can see some changes that we made with people. That people look at something different. People see some things different. People see you different.
Mm-hmm.
But I do truly thank you all. My co-producer didn't get my closing music on today, but, you know, he said, this is your show, Messenger. So, but
you hit me with the new music opening. I didn't want to mess with it. I didn't know if you had another closing, because, you know, I'll be on the 1:15 mark.
Hey, I'm going to do this for you, my brother.
That y'all need a new DJ. I'm your man.
Amen.
Thank you. Us expounding on this a little further on Sunday. And let's see what we can do between now and Sunday, that when we come to the podcast Sunday night, somebody going to say, Brother Messenger, let me say a little something, something. Because he's not only there for me, he's there for all of us. And I just know.
Amen.
I know he's doing miraculous things in each and every one of our lives. And it's time for us to let the world know.
Yes.
As my mother would say, amen. When I see each and every one of you, I'm going to say amen.
Amen.
Hey, this is co-producer for our show tonight. I thank everybody for coming out to Hodge to Hodge on Blog Talk Radio. Let's have a wonderful weekend, and we'll meet at the appointed place at the appointed time Sunday night, and we'll continue the word from a messenger. Good night.
Okay. Thank you.
Audience.
Good night. Good night, everyone.
Good night, everyone. Good night.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.